Are you an artist, band, or record label? We want you to send us your music so we can put it on the radio. Not only this station, but stations across Canada. Check out earshot-distro.ca and share your music with more than 100 radio stations and programmers across the country. Earshot Distro is made by and for the campus community radio sector to help emerging musicians. Uploads cost $7 per song or $50 per album. Learn more at earshot-distro.ca.
Thank you. character. Now that you're lifting your feet from the ground, weigh up your anchor and never look round. Oh, oh, oh. Let's sing a song for Hazy Jane. She's back again in my mind. If songs were lines in a conversation, the situation would be fine.
Hello, everyone. I, like, just got into the booth. But anyways, happy Friday, everyone. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. My name is Reem, and I will be your host for the next hour. We were just listening to Hazy Jane 2 from Nick Drake, the GOAT, Brighter Later. Now I've realized that I've never actually tried to pronounce this album name, and I'm like, oh, how does it go? But anyways, we were just listening to the freaking most summer song ever, the most goated song ever. I love that song. It's such a feel-good song. It's such a, like, summer camp, love, happiness, nature. Like, I don't know. Like, it's just fire, nevertheless. And then we were also listening to The Sacred Souls and Victor Axelrod. A newer release actually came out kind of the end of July. It's so good. They dropped two singles with Victor. We were listening to One and the Same, and then there was also a track called Same Difference. I love everything that The Sacred Souls puts out. Like, genuinely, I love The Sacred Souls. I am such a big fan, and I've been listening to them, like, genuinely, even before, like, their first actually self-titled album came out in 2022, I had been listening to the song Will I See You Again. Shout out to my sister Dina for putting me on to that. And that was, like, during COVID, and that was actually when me and my sister, like, it reminds me of when me and my sister, like, finally became friends and, like, we stopped, like, beefing all the time kind of thing. Because, like, COVID was, like, forced proximity, but then it's, like, wait, I kind of, like, actually love you now. although I did love her, it's, like, you know what I mean. But nevertheless, yeah, so Will I See You Again? Such a banger. I love this song. One of my favorite songs, honestly. But yeah, I love everything The Sacred Souls does, and I'm excited for hopefully another album, because the last one was Got a Story to Tell 2 years ago, so, like, we kind of hungry, like, where's the album at? But fingers crossed, I think they might be dropping soon. And then we opened with literally one of the most, like, I don't know, also, like, so summery, but, like, in a small city, like, teenage dirtbag kind of way. Like, I don't even know, but it's awesome. French Press by Rolling Blackouts, Coastal Fever, off of the French Press, their EP that they dropped from 2017. And, like, I don't know, they really remind me of Real Estate. They're on, like, my Selling of Houses, which is a reference to Real Estate playlist, because it just reminds me of, like, 2017. Like, I don't even know what it's like. Like, what you can classify this genre as, like, it's just funky, and it's, like, kind of indie, but yeah, like, an indie pop, I guess, of 2010s, which is pretty dope. And yeah, Real Estate, like, is the GOAT. Saw them at freaking Folk Fest, and that was so good. But yeah, today's episode is honestly like, I don't even know. I'm just free balling it, bro. And I don't know, I've thrown together kind of just stuff that I've never played before, stuff that I have played before, things that I'm excited for, things that I have been listening to, things from last August playlist, because it is also my first episode of August, which is crazy, because I guess I had like an extra July because it was July 31st, and then the next day, Saturday, was August 1st, but yeah, no. First episode of August. I have like three more after this, which is so like, I don't even know. I just feel like so, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But I'm like, let me cement my legacy as a radio show host. Although I really hope, that I can like come back here and like do episodes, like if there's ever free airtime or anything, because that would be so much fun, and I love doing this genuinely. But yeah, which is why I was also crashing out like last episode, was I was like, a girl that's gonna be okay, because genuinely I was like, I'm scared, but like, I don't know, now I'm like more hopecore than I was before, which I think is a good sign. Yeah, it's Friday, it's the first Friday reference. Yeah. Anyways, I have some more stuff. Up next is Wombo ST Tilted. This is from my old, last year August playlist. Wombo is pretty cool. They're a 3-piece band from Louisville. Shout out. I don't know. They're like indie, and it's pretty cool. It's like a one to two ratio, one girl, two boy, 3-piece, which I really like. I feel like a lot of the bands that I really enjoy, I've noticed, are like that ratio, or like, no shade though, like an all woman band, like I love that, but like, I feel like, one example, big example, is Bar Italia. Like, they're literally that exact thing. Someone that I saw recently, Flooding, is also like that. So, yeah, big shout out to that. Women vocalists. I love a good woman vocalist, especially with, like, indie rock and, like, kind of more heavier stuff. It always sounds really good. But anyways, Wombo, this song is off of their album that they dropped in, like, literally, genuinely last August. Like literally this day, or not this day, but yesterday or tomorrow last year, they dropped this album, and it's such a banger. It's called Danger in Fives. And yeah, without further ado, let me shut up and actually play it. This is ST Tilted on UMFM 101.5. Thank you.
bitches. You can ask why, cause that's my witness. You just don't have a clue who to be. Look in your eyes, I see the envy. I don't check for these other bitches. You can ask why, cause that's my witness. Why you trying to lie for them? Pretending who you are, but baby, why even pretend? You're trying way too hard. Ego is not your friend. I only speak the truth, no, I'm not trying to offend. Why you trying to lie for them?
Get down.
Come to you from the underground.
So listen to what we say.
All your sucker and want your piece come out to play. Come on, y'all, get live, get down.
Coming from the underground. Cool.
Guess I don't get upset.
Take it out. To my comprehension, it's just too complex.
See, at night I can't sleep. I toss and turn, yearns. I fall into oblivion, but pieces are to earn. Turn in mental circles that's revolving and redundant. Pray to pull my fam to features that's rewarding and abundant. But plummet into self-indulgence, fleeing from the present. And lose the gift of struggle in a 40-ounce of guessing. Pretending that the morning won't come tearing through the curtain. Bearing my mother's effigy, cursing and burning.
Yo, back in the days when I was a teenager, before the spike bats and razor blades laced with hatred. You can locate QWA, rockin' status with Satan. My brother used to say that I was raised in a demon's matrix. With hellish thoughts, when faced when irrelevant rhetoric talk. Evading cages and data when a veteran spits malevolence walks. Typical suicidal schizophrenic coach. I don't know who to cut. And my guns are like needles to you, cause we both shoot them up.
QWE, who the fuck wants strike? Beat you half to death twice and smack you back to life. Underground's the lag type, quick with a dick, spitting a rhyme. You criminals flip lines and forget to commit crimes. Synonymous with nothing. Bragging how you snag me beers. Undescribable, like dog, you had to be there. Come on and hit me quick. Spit sissy fits and shitty rhymes. Practice, I will never fuck with quell lines. 50 times.
Let us begin. What, where, why, or when? Will all be explained by the spraying of my pen. Hempack monks become thugs and proceed to make me vex, man. Throw hissy fits on stage and call that weak shit. Battling, I can't ignore. Hokor, cold stares and shoulders. If these head cases are hard rocks, I'ma be flipping boulders. Stained by the static at the clubs are on the elevator. Fuck being smart. Denizen is aggravated.
Well, I heard you had the fever for the flavor of the upper quail. Quasar, Dennis, and Kane. Or is there like another? My blade of cuts to your face. So rupture before I touch ya. The QWAZAA, I'm a motherfucker. Into the next world, intense flame chains, dreadlocks to S curls. Thoughts burying a store between your pectorals. While I'm fucking the demon sources, leave your bodies buried beneath the coffins, deep in the forest. And
nasty as you wanna be, ask yo cats. No, they're those not on my team in a battle type. for assholes, is that so? I'm glad you brought your dad. Now take an autograph back to the backpack and fans you thought we had. Catch a high five to your eye, Midas must the mush me. Call it battle cats, bitches, and all your dogs, pussies. Look me in the third eye, Herb, I killed your planet. Rhyming is the key, this 12 inches, 9 bills a gram.
All the time, Quay. Sucker niggas got me telling 8 million stories. Help me find my way, marauding through the midnight. Phony rappers need to get a hold, because the dads we got butter rhymes to get what to go and did I stutter old. Schoolers feel the pressure of suffering, and together I am walking the war towards an electric wheel. I scourge as never, bugging out because I text on a platter's my only distraction, and everything is fair. God lives through my power and passion.
You lack the minerals and vitamins, verbally sodomized lies when I spit lines. The Antichrist hybrid screaming, that's it. Paragraphs and graphic, I rubber your neck and slash and match with against the syllable master. Provide your hazardous tactics, get back, bitch. See, QWA don't really give a fuck what you say, and I'll attack you with the skill level of a green beret. Then appear before you as an Elohim, here to scorch you. That razor sharp blade, I force it.
A verse to live in infamy, inspiring sympathy when you rip jokes. For those who doubt it, typical cats is bottled like Cliff's notes. Quotes won't need hope to see flow potency. I'm not quell, this is some cat, not even half as dope as me. You know we shows us love, motherfuckers, cause Venus sent me. Pussies calling us assholes from penis envy. I split crews and twos to cruise the road with a fork in it. Taking whack rappers out faster than black actors in horror flicks. You're 2 weeks like Fortnite. Torch fights for battle tracks.
Typical cats.
By the time you catch us, we'll be whacked, so laugh.
Peace party, people. See you later.
Read
my
lips.
Kid.
The typical cat is sick.
If you think not,
redefine
what your definition of is. And
read
my
lips.
Kid.
The typical cat is sick.
If you think not,
redefine
what your definition of is. And
read my lips.
Kid. The typical cat is sick.
If you think not,
redefine
what your definition of is. And
read my
lips.
Kid. The typical cat is sick.
If you think not,
redefine
what your definition of is.
So that was just Typical Cats with Reinventing the Wheel off of their self-titled Typical Cats album, dropped 2001. They're a really cool group. They are from Chicago, and honestly, they are very underrated as well. I came across them actually listening to my Binary Star radio, and I literally at first was like, is this Outkast? Like, genuinely, one of the MCs sounds so much like Andre 2000. It's crazy. Andre 3000. Yeah, no, and it's awesome. It's so good. Very, very, very underrated. It's insane. But yeah, I was like, ooh, let me go back to my hip hop roots. And also check if y'all are awake, like wakey wakey. It's almost 3 p.m. It is 2:31, August 7th, 2026. And we out here. And we out here in the booth. But anyways, yeah. And then we were also playing Kate Renata and Kelly Chez, 10%. You keep on taking from me, but where's my 10%? It's so good. It's so freaking good. It's literally the summer song of a lifetime off of Kate Renata's album Bubba, dropped in 2019. Shout out. But yeah, no, so freaking good, like incredibly great stuff. But yeah, it is the summer song of a lifetime, like genuinely. It is so freaking good. I love 10%. You keep on taking from me, but where's my 10%? But yeah, no, it's like the perfect summer song. It's been a summer song since it dropped, low key. Thank you, Kate Renata, for always giving us a little something. And then yeah, we were also listening to Wombo again. Cool group from Louisville. Shout out to that. I have 3 more songs left. Today is First Fridays, which means that, there will be stuff going on in the Exchange, Urban Miller, Band, Funk is going to be happening as well, which is really exciting. At the auto. Whoa, did y'all hear that? Why did it sound like kids were screaming? Am I tweaking? Because I've also, like, seen kids. I saw kids at Degrees, actually. Now, that makes a lot of sense. They're probably, like, right behind me. They're right behind me, aren't they? But anyways, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I was like, what the... Anyways, yeah, 3 more songs left. It's First Fridays. There's so much to do. There's so much to do today. Ami-chan, shout out to Ami-chan, the baddest, most beautiful woman ever. She has dropped her new EP. Big shout out to Ami-chan. And she's actually doing a album release, or not an album release, but an EP release. It's called Aries Baby. One of the songs I've already played on my show before, called Driving. And so Driving is on that EP along with some other bangers. And that is going on today as well, her album release. Unfortunately, I already have plans, but if you listen and you like Ami, then go check that out, because it'll definitely be a time. I went to her single release of Driving, and that was a time and a half, and it was awesome. Yeah, big shout out to that angel. And then, what else, bro? Holy, oh golly. I don't know. But there's things going on. There's always things going on. And I think that one thing about Winnipeg that I always say, and I think that this goes for any and every city, is that it's what you make it. And I don't know, you can't complain on like a Friday night and be like, oh my God, there's nothing to do. And it's like, there's always something to do, one. And two, it's like, did you even go out and try? Like, did you even like, you know what I mean? Did you even try and go and find something to do? Because there's so much to do, honestly. But yeah, that's my little 2 cents on that. What else do I have to say? Yeah, I don't know. Today I am going to the club. Although, like, I don't know. I'm not, like, I don't know. Like, I was literally talking to Michael and Jared about this, and I was like, bro, I feel like I've gone out, like, so much recently. Which, like, I love to go out, but then I remember that I'm an introvert, and, like, at a certain point, it's like, baby, I gotta go home. And, like, it's... sorry, like my, I was like, but anyways, no, it's one of the things where it's like, I will, like, it just gets to a point, where I'm like, I gotta be in my bed, it's bedtime, I gotta go home. And also, I work at 11 tomorrow, which I'm not excited for. Well, actually, no, I am excited, because it's, like, the good shift, like, the 11 to 4 is, like, goated AF, and, like, you still have the rest of your day, the mall's still open, like, closing when you work at the mall is devious, because literally you can't go anywhere, you just gotta go straight home, and it's like, okay, wrap it up. But no, 11 to 4 is actually like goated. Sometimes I even ask to leave at 3 if I'm like really like, I gotta get out of here. But yeah, so honestly, like, it'll be chill, I guess, I don't know. But yeah, that's why, like, I'm not really feeling too privy to go out tonight. I probably will, because, like, FOMO AF. Like, I'm FOMO final boss. It's like, yeah, I want to be in my bed, but I'm also FOMO final boss. Like, I got to be there. So, no, I'm probably going to end up going out. Like, shit. But I don't know. I'm just so tired, because I feel like every single week I've had, like, so many things to do, which is awesome, because actually it's summer and, like, you should. But, like, it's kind of overwhelming sometimes, because I'm like, damn, like, I'm just, like, going out every freaking weekend. And I don't know, part of me is like, yay, I have friends and, like, I can do that. But then I'm also just, again, like, so, like, damn, I don't know. But then I do have days where I just stay at home and, like, chill. So there's a balance. But, like, for some reason, I think it's just the fact that I'm working at 11. That's like, oh my God, it's dreadful. But, like, 11's not even that early. Like, at least it's not 9 or 8. Like, I don't know. But yeah, I'm just like, we got to do it. But yeah, so probably going to go out tonight. I don't know where I'm going to go yet, but I'm excited, because I feel like I haven't gone out in a fat minute. And also karaoke. I want to go to karaoke sometime next week, too. What is happening next week? Let me check my calendar. I've actually been, like, super, like, locked in on my calendar. Okay, next week. Oh, my God, it's Daniel Caesar. Right. That's going to be awesome. Shout out to the station. I got tickets from the station. Thank you. And I'm going with Kendall, and I'm so excited, actually. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. Okay. Yeah, so that's next week. I have, like, my summer presentations because I've been a summer research student. And yeah, I present on Thursday, kind of just talking about what I've done this summer type stuff. I'm a little nervous about that because I just don't know, like, who's going to be there. And, like, I'm just like, public speaking is scary. But I do it, and then it's like, okay, it wasn't even that bad. But, like, still, it's spooky. And, like, I feel like I've always been scared. Like, even when it's, like, I literally know everybody that's there, it's, like, I still am scared. Because it's, I don't know. It's just, like, damn, like, let me not, like, I don't know. I'm being held accountable, you know? That's how I felt when I first, like, got on here. I was, like, I'm scared. And then, yeah, I think I'm going to go to my friend's cabin next weekend, which also is awesome. My best friend Bikita's birthday is on Monday, so happy early birthday to Bikita. Asher's birthday is on Wednesday, which is awesome. Yeah, I have, like, so much to look forward to. The week after that, I'm going camping with some of my coworkers, my goated coworkers, and I'm really excited for that. But yeah, no, it's kind of bittersweet. Like, August is here, and it was just such a quick summer. Like, I literally blinked and it's August, and I'm like, damn, let's slow down. Like, I'm scared. But at the same time, there's a lot to look forward to. And I think that, I don't know, like, every single time I'm like, oh my God, I miss summer. Like, summer's so, like, it literally, like, the school year wraps up like that, and then it's May again. So, like, I just gotta push through it again. But I'm also just scared, like, of courses and stuff, low key. But it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I hope. Hopefully. But anyways, I have three more songs. I have up next Smokey Robinson with The Agony and the Ecstasy. I don't even know, bro. Anyways, off of A Quiet Storm. I really like this song. Reminds me of my friend Louise because I think she added this to the playlist that she made me a couple years ago, and it's just so goated. It's a really calming song, and I feel like, yeah, I need to be calmed. And then also some Daniel Caesar, because I'm gonna see him on Monday, and I'm really freaking excited. That's, like, genuinely 3 days away, and I don't know, like, I honestly was like, whoa, I almost forgot that Daniel was literally on Monday, which is, it just came by so quick. So Daniel, Son of Synergy, obviously, and then we're ending off with Sweet Trip in Sound We Find Each Other. Oh my God, Sweet Trip is super goated, and shout out to Asher for putting me on. Although I kind of did listen to Sweet Trip, but, like, not a lot. And then he got me Velocity Design Comfort from, he got me that on CD for my birthday, I believe. And yeah, like, such a goated birthday gift, because, like, I really, really like that album. And although I'm not playing that album today, nevertheless, like, kind of my intro to Sweet Trip. They're super cool, and they're, I believe, from, like, San Francisco, ? And they're kind of like a electronic, like, I don't even know, like, indie pop experimental, like, I don't know, it's interesting, and I really, really like it. And I've really been into, like, a lot of the same similar sounds, and I think that's kind of funny, because that's kind of why I realized that he got it for me for my birthday, was because of the fact that, like, I am very into, like, Negigemi. He also put me on to, and just, like, a lot of hyper pop and, like, trip pop. And yeah, so it made sense, and I was like, okay, you goated for that. But yeah, anyways, three more songs left. I hope everyone has a fabulous weekend. Sabir is not here. I don't know. Literally every single time I say that, like, last time I said that, he actually was here. He just was late. So stay tuned. He might be here, and you don't want to miss that. Yeah, I hope everyone has a great Friday, though. I'm definitely going to have a great Friday, regardless of what I do. If that means digging in my butt at home, then so be it, because that's meant to be. But yeah. Anyways, here is the agony in the S. Oh my God. I like every single time I try and say this, the ecstasy. You get it. You get what I'm trying to play. Anyways, again, for the 14th time, happy Friday. This is Digital Planets on UMFM 101.5. I will talk to you guys next week, as always, at 2 on Fridays. But yeah, anyways, here it is. Yes, okay, let me shut up. Bye.
What's it all about? This crazy love. Still, and I love you. You know I will.
privilege to know you. And from this point on, your delight is my delight.
Jesus paid for all our sins on Calvary's cross. He bled and died. Is there greater love than this? What good have I done to deserve this love, this awesome love to me?
Through Tree Canada's National Greening Program, native tree seedlings are planted across Canada, creating a widespread impact. Planted trees provide habitat, prevent soil erosion, and reforest areas that have suffered tree loss due to pests and weather. Tree Canada performs 1, 2, and 5-year assessments to monitor tree survival and ensure the trees planted are on track to meet the forest cover goals of the site. To learn more or to get involved, go to treecanada.ca.